Ezras Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas. Avi Mori, Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Aleph. We are going to start from the beginning, the bottom two lines of Kuf Amud Beis. So the Gemara begins as follows. Osam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis haknesses. Those people that had the custom to make kiddush in shul. So clearly you see that some places had the custom to do it, and some people did not have the custom to do it. Why did they make kiddush in shul? The Gemara is going to say because there were many guests in shul, and they used to have guests who eat and sleep in the shul. They needed to be yotzei kiddush. So they would make kiddush in shul barabim. Why don't you just let the guests themselves make kiddush? But there was apparently an inyan of being mekadesh hashabbos barabim, so they had a minhag to make it in shul. However, places where they didn't have a lot of guests eating and sleeping in shul, so then they wouldn't have the minhag. Chasam Sofer writes, Osa means she'ein lahem b'nei bayis. People that did not have anybody at home, they had kavanah to be yotze the chov of kiddush in shul. But those who had people at home to come home to, so obviously they had kavanah not to be yotze, and they were going to go home. But anyway, Osa m'nei adam shekidshu beis haknesses. The question is, how are they yotze kiddush? It's not kiddush b'makom suda. That's going to be the first question. For the one making kiddush, right? The orchim, they're going to have the suda there, the Gemara is going to say. Osa m'nei adam shekidshu beis haknesses. Amarav, so people who are not eating in shul, Amarav, Yedei Yayin Lo Yatsu. So they're not Yotze, the mitzvah Bari Priya Gafen. They have to go home. If they want to drink more wine at home, they got to make a new Bari Priya Gafen. Because it's a Shinu Yimakom. So because it's a different place. But Yedei Kiddush Yatsu. But as far as the mitzvah Kiddush, they're yotze kiddush in shul, even if they don't eat the meal in shul. That's Rav's opinion, because Rav holds you don't need kiddush b'makom suda. Ushmuel amar afide kiddush lo yatsu. Shmuel says they're not even yotze kiddush. Says the Gemara Ella l'Rav, lama leila kedusha b'beise. If Rav says you yotze kiddush in shul, why do you have to make kiddush again at home? Kedei lahotzi banu v'mnei beiso. It's in order to be motzi, your children and wife, at home. Ushmuel, lamalu l'kedusha b'beit knishta. According to Shmuel, who says that you're going to have to go make kiddush at home anyway because it's not kiddush makom suda. So what in the world is the reason for making kiddush in shul? Lafuke orchim yidei chovasam. It's to help the guests who are in shul. De'achlu v'shanu v'ganu b'mnei knishta. They would eat and drink and sleep in the shul. That was the custom in those times, that guests who come for Shabbos would eat and drink and sleep in the shul, so they had to be yotze kiddush, so they made this big public maimed of kiddush in shul. Va'az the Shmuel l'tameh, Shmuel goes according to his own reasoning, Damar Shmuel, ein kiddush ela b'makom se'uda. So Shmuel holds, you only are yotze kiddush in a place where you have a suda. What about making kiddush in shul nowadays, where there's no guests eating, sleeping, and drinking in the shul? So this is a machlokas rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions. Some say that, what do you mean? The Torah writes like this, quoting from Rav Haigon. The Rashba quotes also, and Tosus earlier quotes this opinion, the Rush quotes this opinion, that nowadays to make kiddush in shul is a bracha levatala. There's no guests there, so one may not make kiddush in shul. But others, I'm sure we're all familiar with some shuls that do this on Friday night, even though there's nobody eating and sleeping in the shul and everybody's going to go home and make their own kiddush. Others say no. Then no, you do make a bracha in shul, even if there are no guests there. Some say because there's a special skula that wine is used for refuah, they could take the wine and rub it in their eyes. Some people do that at Havdalah. Apparently these do this at kiddush also. So those people who don't have wine at home, maybe they're going to be making kiddush on challah, whatever it is. If they don't have wine, so they'll do it. Or others say they're not going to do a good job of kiddush. They're going to miss some words. Maybe they won't be yotze. It's a dindo raisa. Kiddush b'makom suda is only dindo rabbanan. Kiddush is a dindo raisa. So we do it in shul. Right? The Taz explains that Kiddush Makom Suda is because there's a refuah. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the reason we make a Kiddush in Shul, even though there's no guests, is because Kiddush Al Yain is Midoraisa. Kiddush Makom Suda is only Darabanan. So we do it for someone who doesn't know the words, or he's not going to have the right kavana, he's not going to say it correctly. This is what the Rishonim say. What about nowadays? But since nowadays is not the Midag, so Rav Sternbach writes, some of the other Achronim write that if your shul has had the minig for a long time to say Kiddush and Shul Friday night, you should continue that minig. But if you're starting a new shul, since nowadays nobody eats and drinks in the shul anymore, so one should not do it. And so we have other things like that the reason no longer applies. Like we say Magen Avos Friday night. Why do we say Magen Avos? Because the shuls used to be out in the middle of nowhere. And if somebody was having a long Shmon Esrei, you want to give them time to catch up. There's no Chazaras Hashatz. We don't want the guy walking home from shul at night where the shuls were in the fields alone. But nowadays the shuls are in the city, but we still do the Takana of Magen Avos. So that was a real Takana. So that Takana we kept. But this wasn't a real Takana. It was just the minig that they had for people who were eating and drinking in the shul. So therefore, nowadays we don't continue to keep it. Now, this next thing is interesting. Tosfos points out. Take a look at Tosfos. The achlu v'shasu v'ganu b'beit knishta. If people eat and drink in shul, is that permissible? Are you allowed to eat and drink and sleep in a shul? Is that okay? Gemara and Megillah says not that way. Take a look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, the achlu v'shasu v'ganu b'beit knishta. Vim tomar. The fourth parak in Megillah, Bati Knesios ain't Ochlin ban. You're not allowed to eat in shul. Vein Shosin ban. Afagav Dachilus Sia Shel Mitzvah Mutter. Like the Yerushalmi says, they would eat there a special suit of Kiddush HaChodesh, and there's a minig to drink the wine of Havdalah and Bris Milah. By the way, I forgot to mention, that's why it says in some of the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch say, that's why if you make Kiddush in shul, you should give the wine to drink to a katan. Give it to a katan because he's not being, even a katan sheigilachinach, maybe only a katan sheloigilachinach. You give it to a katan because we don't want to get into this problem of having kiddush shalob makom suda where there's no orchim. But anyway, mikom makom sheina shal mitzvah, v'sheina sleeping usur. Even b'shel bavel, you're not allowed to go in there. The Gemara tells a story that some rabbis needed to go in there to help them learn better, but just stop, you're not allowed to do it. The Yishlomo tells answers, no, we're not talking about eating in the shul. We're talking about eating in the Kiddush room. There's a Kiddush room. There's a side room. In the shul itself, you're not allowed to eat. But in the side room, the people, when they used to eat and drink, they didn't eat and drink in the shul itself. They ate in the side room. So that's why they ate it. The Ran and Rabbeinu David say, since it's the chiv on the tzibur, was to feed these guests? No, they're even actually mutter to eat actually inside the shul. How could the guests be yotze with the kiddush from the chazan? The chazan's not eating and drinking in shul. For him, it's kiddush alav makom suda. So there's this din of kol yisrael arevim zebazeh, right? Afal pisha yotze motzi. So the Rishonim say here, just like I could be motzi somebody after I've already made kiddush, even though I'm not being yotze with that kiddush, so do I can be motzi. I could be motzi even though I'm not. But the Maram Chalava says, and even the guy making Kiddush is allowed to drink from the wine. But the Maharami Rutenberg quotes from the Rosh, like we said before, and the Rashba also saying the Tshuva, that no, you're not allowed to drink it. The Rashba says in Tshuva, you should give it to a Katan. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Savar Mina. Now, from the words of Shmuel, who said that if you make Kiddush in Shul and you eat in your house, you're not Yotze Kiddush, because it's not Kiddush B'makom Su'uda. By the way, just parenthetically, we mentioned this in yesterday's shiur about Kiddush B'makom Su'uda. Is it a din in the Kiddush or a din in the Su'uda? Right? We spoke about this yesterday. So take a look at the Rashbam, the first Rashbam on the page. What's the reason for Ein Kiddush B'makom Su'uda? The top Tosfos quotes the Pasuk also. Af Yudei Kiddush Lo Yotze, De Ein Kiddush B'makom Su'uda Mishum Tichsiv V'Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg B'makom Kiddush Shem Tehei Oneg. Both Rashbam and Tosas say that. Then the Rashbam quotes another reason. Inami Svaru Midik bekiddush al yayin zachayli mistama al yayin shebishas suuda hukba de chashiv. The wine has to be with the suuda because that's the chashiv of wine. The Rosh has a different kirsan, not b'makom kiddush samtei suuda. The karusel Shabbos oneg b'makom oneg samtei kiddush. So that's the two opinions we talked about yesterday. Is it a din in the wine? We said yesterday that might be a difference between the gra and the gaonim about whether or not you yotze kiddush suuda with mizonos. If it's just to make the kiddush a kiddush, then the gaonim say mizonos is okay. That's the way most of us paskin. If you go to a kiddush in shul, you know most of the kiddushes don't have rolls that you're going to wash on. So if it's just mizonos, because it's not a din in the suuda, this is not your suuda Shabbos. It's a din in the kiddush. You need to be machshiv the kiddush, so you have to have a mizonos. But if you say it's a din in the suuda, so then really you have to wash in order to be yotze kiddush. We talked about this yesterday. Anyway, it's maybe dependent on how you have the girsa. Is it b'makom kiddush shamtei oneg, v'karas l'shabbos oneg, or b'makom oneg shamtei kiddush? Okay, let's continue. Sover mina, so we thought within the opinion of Shmuel, hani mili mibayis labayis. That's if you're going from the shul to your house. It's from house to house. It's a new place, so it doesn't count. What about is it called kiddush makom suuda if it's two different rooms within the same house? And this is going to be the same question, whether or not you have to make a new bracha if you start eating in one room in the house and you go to another room in the house. Or what about if you start eating in the house and you go out to eat on your mirpeset, on your porch? But if it's two different places in the same house, lo, it's not a problem. You don't have to make another kiddush. It is called makom suuda. No. Zimnen sagin avakem nekame to Shmuel. A lot of times I was eating by Shmuel. Nochis me igra la'ara. He went from the attic or the roof to the house. That's where he made kiddush in the roof. Then he came down to eat in the house. V'hadu mekadesh. He made another kiddush. Because that's not called kiddush makom suuda. So this is a massive discussion. And there's many, many different opinions. Let me just try to give you the brief rundown about this. So there's all different kinds of cases. There's four different types of cases. From one house to another house. Then you have from the house to the backyard of your own house, the courtyard. Then you have from the attic to the regular house, two rooms within the same house. Then you have, what about corner to corner in a large room? And then you have all these factors. Can you see the place from where you are outside? And then the third factor is, do you have das to go to that place? So there's all different kinds of permutations, combinations. Let's try to give some basic halacha over here. So, according to Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosus, from one corner to another corner in the same room, that's not a problem. You don't need a new bracha. And that's generally the way it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says like that. Some people have the gears in the Gemara, not me makom lamakom, it's me pina lapina. Rabbi Nechanan el Arif and Tosus here, Maram Chalva, even place to place in the same room is considered to be shini makom. And even if you hold that from room to room is a shini makom, like the first opinion, if you have das to go from room to room, you're allowed to rely on that. You won't need a new bracha. And it's called kiddush b'makom suuda. If you make kiddush in one room, or if you could see the other place, or if you have das to go from room to room in one house, that's okay. It's not the best, but b'di'evad that works if you have das. So says Tosus. Rav Nissen Gaon holds that this das works even from house to house. We don't hold that way. Rabbeinu David and the Ran say that das doesn't work at all. Rav Sar Shalom Gon writes, if you can see the place, it's considered to be b'makom suuda even from the house to the courtyard. If you can't see the place, then even from corner to corner in the same house, it might be a problem. But if your das is to eat there, so then, even if you don't see the place, it's not a problem. But Tosus disagrees. He says that from corner to corner in the same room is not a shini makom, even if you can't see it. And mecheder lecheder requires das. That's the standard opinion. But from chatzer lechatzer, even das doesn't help. So again, the standard opinion is that within the same room,
even if you can't see the place, it's okay. From room to room in the same house, if you have das to go, that's okay. From room to room in the same house, if you have das to eat in a different room, that'll be okay. So let's say you have a kiddush in somebody's house. You may be walking around different rooms in the house. You really should have das to eat in every room in the house, because otherwise you go to a different room, you have to make a new bracha. It could be a shini makam, we're going to see in a minute. Because even though we're learning now kiddush makam suda, but it's the same halachas for making a new bracha, we'll see in a minute, or very similar halachas. So if you could see the place, then you're okay. Or if you have das to go from room to room, that would be okay also, according to the Mishnah Berurah in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Good. Let's continue. Va'af Rav Huna Savar Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Rav Huna also holds Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. The Rav Huna Kaddish, because Rav Huna made Kiddush Friday night, this Akrali Shraga, and the candle blew out so he couldn't eat the meal. So they took all of his food to the chuppah house of Rabba, his son. The Havashraga, there was light there. The Kaddish, he made a new Kiddush. The Ta'im Midi, he ate something. Now, for the language of Ta'im Midi, they start saying, what does that mean? So some say, it means bread. It means bread. He had bread there, not mizonos. Others say, no, Ta'im Midi means he had mizonos. Same dispute as before. Alma Kasavar, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. He made another Kiddush. V'af Rabba Savar, Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Rabba also held Ein Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Amar Abai Ki Avinu Beimar. Abai said, when I was in the house of Rabba, Ki Havim Mekadish, when he used to make Kiddush, Amar Lan, he would tell us Talmidim, we would go to the Rebbe just for Kiddush. He would tell us, Te'imu Midi, take some food, so you'll be Yotzi Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Dilma Adazilta L'Shpiza Misakal L'Chushraga. The Talmidim used to be hosted by other people. Maybe by the time you get to the host, the lights will be out, and you won't be able to eat. And you won't be able to make kiddush and eat. You won't be able to eat you won't be able to make kiddush in the house that you're eating. So eat something here. So you yotze kiddush makom suda. Bekidusha dahacha lo nafkisu. If you don't eat anything, so you won't be yotze kiddush here. If you don't eat anything, dein kiddush el b'makom suda. Now, Rabbi was worried maybe his Talmidim wouldn't be Yotze Dechova's Kiddush because they won't eat at night. Why wasn't he worried that maybe they won't be Yotze Suda Shabbos? No. So Tosis, take a look. Tosis of a Kiddusha. Look at this Tosis, a little short Tosis. Fascinating Tosis. With a Kiddusha de Hachalon of Kisu Umashalo Hayamakbid al Suda Shabbos. What do you mean? Forget about Kiddush Makom Suda. Why wasn't Rabbi worried? If the lights were out, there wouldn't be Yotze Suda Shabbos. Says Tosis, no problem. They could have three meals tomorrow. Whoa, is that really true? Hainu mishum sheyuchlu lasos l'machor shalosh sudos. Oh, shema yuchlu lecha b'makom sheyisham ner ve'ein yayin. Maybe there was a light, but there was no wine. Whoa, can you be yotze all three Shabbos meals by day? So the Rambam sounds not like this. The Rambam says you have to have one meal at night and two during the day. By the way, the opposite is true too. Let's say on the long Friday nights, and it's a short Shabbos, so, it's a headache and a half to finish your Shabbos meal at 2:30 and then eat Shalosh Shudos at 4. Why didn't somebody come up with the idea, have your first meal Friday night at 6, then you go on to Shpatsir, you go learn a little bit, whatever, you go to your Chabura, come back, 10:30 at night, have the second meal Friday night. No. The Rambam says you can't do that. One meal at night, one meal in the morning, and one meal in the afternoon. Tosis says, no, you can have all three during the day. I don't know, maybe according to Tosis, you'd be able to have two at night and one during the day also. Maybe, should be good. Anyway, that's a big machlokes, so we're usually makbid, like the Rambam, that you have to have one at night and two during the day. You can't do what Tosis says over here, you can have three during the day. Anyway, ask the Gemara. Inni, is this really so, that Rabba Paskin like Shmuel, that you need Kiddush Makom Suda? V'ha'amar Abaye, but didn't Abaye say, kol mili demar hav ovid kirav? Rabba was Abaye's Rebbe. So Abaye said about my Rebbe always paskin like Rav, levar b'hani thas David kishmuel. There's only three exceptions of where my Rebbe Rabba held like Shmuel. What were they? Matirin mi beged le beged. You're allowed to cut off the tzitzis from one beged
and put them on another beged, right? Rav says you're not allowed to. Shmuel says you are allowed to. What's the issue here? You're being mevatel the mitzvah from one. Okay, but Shmuel says, but you're putting it on the other. What's the big? That's the one you're wearing now. Better have it on the one you're wearing. Rav says, no, you're not allowed to remove it from a gamin. Go buy new tzitzis. Umadlikin miner lener. Rav says you're not allowed to light Chanukah licht from one candle to the other, and Shmuel says you can. V'halacha Reb Shimon Begrerin, and Shmuel was mekel, davar she'eino miskavin by Shabbos is mutter. If you're dragging a bench and it's not so heavy that it's for sure going to make a ditch, you're not sure, maybe it will, maybe it won't, davar she'eino miskavin. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds davar she'eino miskavin is mutter, uvulvad, the Sani Reb Shimon, Omar Gora Adamitikis of Esafsel B'Shabbos, Uvajlis Kavan also Schritz. So you see that Rabba only held like Shmuel by these three cases, not by the other cases. Answers the Gemara, Kechurmi de Rav Havi Ovid, but Kekule de Rav Lo Havi Ovid. No, he only, these were the only places that he was lenient like Shmuel, but he wouldn't follow the, these are the only three leniencies of Rav that he did not, that he paskin like Shmuel. But the leniencies of Rav he didn't follow. And therefore, Kiddush Malkum Suda, which is a Chumra, so he followed Shmuel. Now there's a third opinion about Kiddush Malkum Suda. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Af Yedei Yayin Nami Yotzu. Rabbi Yochanan says, not only are you not Yotze Kiddush when you go home, you're not even Yotze the Bracha on, I'm sorry, not only are you Yotze Kiddush, that you don't need Kiddush Malkum Suda, but even the Bracha of Bori Pri HaGafen when you go home, you don't have to make another Bori Pri HaGafen. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan denies the Inyan of Shinui Makom. Af Yidei Yayin Nami Yotzu. You made a Bori Pri HaGafen in Shul? You want to keep on drinking wine at home? You don't have to make another Bar Priya Guffin. Not only do you not need Kiddush Malkum Suda, you're not only Yotze Kiddush, you're even Yotze the Bar Priya Guffin. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning. Don't remember Rechanim Bar Abayim, Rabbi Das, Rabbi Yochanan. Echod Shinu Yayin. Whether you bring a new wine to the table, the echad shini makom, or it's the same wine in a different place, ain sarach levarich. You don't have to make a new bari priya guffin. Ah, say the Rishonim, you don't have to make a new bari priya guffin, but you do have to make a bracha tova mativ if you bring out a new wine. Gemara and brachas, nun tesam and beis. It's a Yerushalmi. But only if you made an, if you brought out a nicer wine, says Rashi and Brachas and the Rashbam. However, Tosfos over here, Tosfos the Ramaskel Shinui. Take a look at the bottom Tosfos on Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. Miu Atova Meitiv Tzarech Levarech with a new wine. Rashbam says only with a nicer wine. Tosfos says even in a not nicer wine, we don't hold that way. As long as it's not so bad that you would spit it out, you know, that you would only eat it bedochak. I don't want to be motzi laz, but there's a certain brand of wine in our house that if it comes into the house, we open it up and pour it right down the drain. And maybe it's lashon hara. Maybe I shouldn't say. I won't say why. Maybe it's lashon hara. Anyway, dafka shinu yain is a tova meitiv, but let's say they bring out a nicer bread. Would you make a tova meitiv on a nicer bread? No. Only wine, because Tosfos and Brachos says only wine, because wine is also mesameach. However, others say no. Even on a nicer bread. Wow. Chumra of the Month Club. We don't hold this way. Some say, so why dafkan wine do we make a tova meitiv? There's a fascinating discussion over the Haruge Beitar. The bracha of Atov Ametiv was instituted because the Aruge Beitav, Atov Shenitnu, that they didn't smell, Vametiv Shenitnu Lekvura. Apparently, they used, the Romans and the Aruge Beitar, they used the dead Jewish bodies as walls for their vineyards, and they used the Jewish blood as fertilizer. So wine is red, and it was vineyards, so that's why you only make Hatova Meitav on wine. So says some of the Midrashim. And some of the Rishonim quote this, and they say that way la'alacha. Others say no. Even bread. Who says that? The Ravid says, even Shinui Pas, you make a bracha tova meitiv. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Meisive, we ask a question to Rabbi Yochanan, Shinui Makom, Tzarech Levarech. Shinui Yayin, Ein Tzarech Levarech. Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan's wrong. Shinui Makom, you have to make a new bracha. Now, let's discuss what's considered to be a Shinui Makom and for what foods do you need a Shinui Makom. Yasir Ravi de Bravin Kame de Rav Chistav, Yasir Rav Chistav Kamesh Me de Rav Huna, Hada Amrish Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech, Loishano Ela Mi Bayis Labayis. When do we say Shinui Makom and take a bracha? Only from one house to another. Avom Mi Makom Lo Makom, from room to room in the same house, lo. You don't have to make a new bracha. Amal Ravi de Bravin. Hachi Tanina Le, B'masnisa de Bei Rav Hinnik. We had a brisa like this. V'amilei b'masnisa de Bei Bar Hinnik. Kavasach. El Rav Huna masnisa kamashlon. Well, if you had it in the brisa, what do we need Rav Huna for? Rav Huna masnisa lo shmila. He didn't hear the brisa. So, from room to room, the Gemara says, you don't need to make a new bracha. Right, so some have the girsa from some have the remember we quoted the machlokas earlier in the daf. So the same people who had the different girsa, they have a girsa instead of mi makom lamakom, others have the girsa mi pina lapina. From corner to corner, you have to make a new bracha. Wow. You know, like I said before, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't pass like that. But so Rashi's girsa is mi makom lamakom. However, the Rif, Rashbam, Tosvas, Rosh, Maram Chalv have the girsa mi pina lapina lo. Only from corner to corner in the same room, you don't have to make a bracha. And mi bayis labayis is even from room to room, you would have to make a new bracha. And it's only within the same room you have to make another bracha. Same thing as we said for Kiddush Makom Suda earlier. Mecheder lecheder is considered to be a shini makom. And the Beis Yosef writes this way. And the Lecha Mishnah Bedas HaRambam. However, according to the Rif and the Maram Chalva, as far as Kiddush Makom Suda, even from corner to corner, might be considered a Shini Makom. The Bir Halacha writes, Bedas HaRif, Chem Bedas HaRambam, based on the Magid Mishnah, that even though the Gir says Mipina Lapina, it means from room to room. That, no, don't tell me corner to corner. It means from room to room. Right, unless you had Das on it, like we said before. Unless you could see it, or you had das on it, then you wouldn't need to make a new bracha from room to room. Let's continue. Visu. Now what foods? What foods do you mean to make a new bracha on when you go from place to place? Visu yasur rav chistav v'kam mishmei denavshei. People don't know this. This is very, very important. Allah l'maisa. Visu yasur rav chistav v'kam mishmei denavshei. Hadar mishini makam tzarech levarech. This that we say, that if you have it in a different place and make a new bracha, Lo amaran ela bedvarim she'ein tunim brachan lachreim b'mkoman. Only things that you don't have to make an ala michya or an ala geffen. Avol dvarim atunim brachan lachreim b'mkoman. Now the machlokes. Some say this means shivas haminim. Others say hamotzi and mizonos. And others say only hamotzi. We hold, I think, shivas haminim. But something that you got to make a significant bracha achrona, not just the bar nefashos. Something you got to make an ala michi or an ala eitz, ala peiros, ala geffen. So then you don't have to make a new bracha. Ein tzarech levarech. There's no din of shinui makom. My time a lekiva kama hadar. You have to come back to the original place anyway to make your bracha achrona. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Echad zev echad zev tzarech levarech. No, even on a bari nefashos, even on a shahakol. I'm sorry. Even on a shivas aminim, you would have to make a new bracha. Meisive, we ask a question on this. B'nei chabur shayu mesubin lishtos, people who got together. Now there's two girsos. Some say mesubin, right? If he says just hamotzi or mizonos, it doesn't say lishtos. But some say lishtos. Others have the girsa lishtos yayin. Three girsas. B'nei chabur shayu mesubin. Three girsas. Some say mesubin. Some say mesubin lishtos. Some say mesubin lishtos yayin. Va'okru raglein lotzis lekras chasam lekras kala. And they quickly had to make a bracha. They quickly had to leave to go to they saw a chasen a kala passing by, a wedding party, kishen yotzin, ain tun bracha l'mafreya. They don't make a bracha achrona because they're going to come back. Kishen chozun ain tun bracha l'chatchila. When there's a different kind of shini makom, you go out and come back. They have to make a new bracha. When they come back, if they were eating bread or mizonos, they don't make a new bracha rishona. Bamedvar mamurim kishenichu. They left some people there who didn't go out. An elderly person or a sick person. If nobody was left there, when they leave, they got to make a bracha achrona. They got to make a new bracha rishona. They ran out quickly. Sounds like they didn't make a bracha achrona. But if they wouldn't have run out quickly, they would have had to make a bracha achrona. Michlal, the bedvar matuna bracha achrona mekomen askinan. We're talking about something that requires a bracha achrona. V'taymi d'nichon shalom zaken ochola. Who d'kshen yotzen af ein tunin bracha l'marfeya? Only because they had people there, they didn't have to make the bracha achrona. U'kshen chozen ein tunin bracha l'cherchila. When they come back, they don't have to make a new bracha rishona. Avalohi nichu shalom zaken ochola. But if they did not leave anybody there, k'shen yotzen tunin bracha l'marfeya. When they leave, they got to make a bracha achrona. K'shein chozrin, tunin bracha lechatchila. Even though this is something that required a bracha achrona. Kasha l'Rav Chista. This brisa is a question against Rav Chista, who holds that something that needs a bracha achrona b'mekomam, there is no shinui makom. Even if you ate somewhere else, you don't have to make a new bracha. This brisa seems to say, even by something that does need a bracha achrona in its place, so Shimi Makom says you have to make a bracha achrona, and you need to make a new bracha rishona. So the Gemara answers, and it's going to be a very long answer. We'll have to stop in the middle here. Amar of Nachan Bar Yitzchak, Man Tana, who is the Tana that holds this brisa? Akiros, that holds that someone who leaves the place before the bracha achrona, that no, he has to make another bracha rishona. Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The sign we learned in a different brisa. Chaveim shayu mesubin, people who were gathered together to eat. V'akru ragleim, and they went to a different place without making a bracha. Chorona leich lebeis haknesses, o lebeis hamedrash. They went to a different place. Kishen yotzin ain tunin bracha l'mafre. They don't have to make a bracha chorona. U'kishen chozrin, when they come back, ain tunin bracha l'chatchila. They don't have to make a new bracha. Because they were planning on coming back the whole time. And they were eating mizonos or hamotzi. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, or Shivas Aminim, according to that opinion. Amar Yehuda v'medvar, amur mizman shenichu sham miktsas hachaverim. No. Rabbi Yehuda says that's only where you left people there. Avaloi nichu sham miktsas hachaverim. But if there was nobody there, so Tanakhama says, even if there's nobody there, you don't need a new bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If they didn't leave anybody there, then kishen yotzin tun bracha l'mafrei, you got to make a bracha achrona. Kishen chozin tun bracha l'chatchila. And when they come back, they need a new bracha rishona. So since, on the words of the Chachamim, Yehuda says, b'amed var mamurim, so the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, even if they left nobody there, you don't need a new bracha. So that's the way Rav Chista held. So there's no kash against Rav Chista. We'll have to see how we have.
By having people there, you're saying that indicates you're coming back.
Exactly. You're still there. It's like the group is still there, so you don't even make a new bracha. You're still part of that group. So that's a big shaila. If you're eating food inside the house and then you walk outside the house. We're going to see. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to finish it up. But I believe the way we paskin is if it's a mizonos, as soon as you walk out of the house, you got to make a new bracha. If it's a mizonos. But I'm sorry. If it's a mizonos, we just said chacham say you don't need to make a new bracha. But if it's a shahakol, then it's a little paradoxical. then you do have to make a new bracha, because your kvius in your original place is not called a kvius. That's the question. So we'll have to talk about this a lot more tomorrow. Halacha Maaseh, everyone should have a wonderful day. Lot to talk about. Every daf here, every daf is like packed. Every daf is packed. Okay, we'll try to fit it all in.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.